As the second flame in the Advent candle is lit, we're invited to listen carefully to a story about the voice of one crying in the wilderness. We're all familiar with the story of John the Baptist, but he's telling us in our scripture lesson for today to live prepared. That's the title of my message today, is Live Prepared. My text is found in Luke, the 3rd chapter, beginning with verse 2. And during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Advent is a state of mind as well as a season of the year, our church year. And as a state of mind, Advent is, it's not intended to be a preparation time for getting ready for Christmas Day. Advent is not meant as a time that we're to go out and just blow our budget clean out of the water buying gifts for people that will probably, no doubt, take them back and swap them for a different size or a different color. That's not what Advent is about. Advent is a time of preparation of our souls. We look at Advent in our church year as a time that Mary and Joseph were making preparations for the birth of the Christ child. All of the region was preparing for a Messiah, but they had no clue when this Messiah was going to come. They were expecting their Lord and Savior to come riding in with an army and just free them from all of their slavery and all of their problems that they had. They were not expecting a little tiny baby wrapped in rags lying in a manger. That was not their concept of a deliverer. But they were getting prepared. We recall this time when that Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. All of these events have entered into history. They were proclaimed, they were witnessed. And it was all in preparation for a coming king, for the coming of God's reign. This long-awaited and hoped-for kingdom of God was no longer a future promise. It all of a sudden, with the birth of Jesus Christ, it was a reality. It had come to pass. It was in sight. It had been birthed. It had been established. The King had come. Those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, pray that prayer that Jesus taught his disciples when he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And with God's help, we act as if it has come and we cooperate with God so that God's kingdom might come in its fullness and in God's own good time. Advent, therefore, is a season which offers us the opportunity to pray for Christ's return and to prepare ourselves for for his second coming. When the world, we know it as our home. We know it as our source of strength. Our livelihood, our income comes from the world. But do you know that with Jesus Christ's second coming, all of that's going to change? Nothing will be the same anymore. We won't get up in the mornings and put the coffee pot on and turn the news on and watch the news channel. We won't worry about what the weather is, because Jesus Christ is coming back. He's telling us to prepare ourselves for that second coming, for that second advent. Advent, therefore, is a season that offers us the opportunity to pray for Christ's return and to prepare ourselves for his second coming. There was an old man that went into the city on the train one time to do his Christmas shopping. And when he had finished his shopping, he was hurrying back to catch the train to go back home. And in his haste, he stumbled and a jug fell from his arms to the sidewalk with a loud crash. And all of this liquid began to flow out and to wet the cement around where the old man was standing. The old man stood there for a moment, dazed by his misfortune. And then as he turned and he walked slowly away from the heartbreaking sight, he said in a sorrowful tone of voice, "Oh, my goodness, Christmas has done come and gone." It was just that quick. His Christmas liquor had spilled on the sidewalk. His Merry Christmas had done come and gone. Ours has not quite got here yet. But don't let it crash to the sidewalk like this old man's liquor bottle did. We have to be prepared. When you young people are in school, you know you're going to have a test. What do? You prepare for it, right? You prepare, you study. You know, being a Christian is that same way. We have to prepare by studying the Word of God. We have to let God show us Himself through the Word. In this second Sunday in the Advent season, we focus our attention on the prophetic voice of John the Baptist, who tells us to live prepared for Christ's second coming. John told the people what? He says, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Repent means expressing deep sorrow and regret for our sins. In Malachi, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2, reads like this. "See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. For he will be like a blazing fire that refines metal, or like a strong soap that whitens clothes." Amen. In our present day today, theologians have turned the Advent into a season in which we're invited to contemplate future possibilities and how we might live faithfully in this time between Christ's first coming and his second coming. Men and women are trying diligently to find out how to live between the already and the not yet of God's creation. We are to be prepared. We need to reflect. We need to reflect on our life if we're going to be prepared, not just as a faithful people, but as a body of Christ. We have to be prepared. Sometimes we have to change our direction. We have to go in a different course. It's not easy. Because you think, I know what I'm doing. I'm going this way and I'm going to get to this point. But sometimes our plans are not God's plans. Did you realize that? Sometimes we have to change course. We turn around, have to turn around and go a different direction. But we can be prepared. I thought about in mine and Daniel's travels, pulling the camper, pulling the boat. We've got all of this stuff. We're prepared. We're prepared to camp. We're prepared to fish. We're prepared. But sometimes we get on the wrong course. And we've got all this baggage. And you don't turn a camper or a boat either around on a dime. You have to be prepared to turn that thing around. And as we prepare our hearts, we have baggage that we may have to take off and lay beside the roadside. We have stuff in our life that we cannot take with us on our journey. We need to lay it to the side in order to be prepared. In every Advent season, we're offered the opportunity to reflect on our Christian journey and to make sure that we're traveling in the right direction. Every congregation has the opportunity to reconnect itself to the vision of God's reign and then to focus our attention on Christ's second coming. In this process, we need to remember that God's future may not always be the future that we desire, or the future that even benefits us. We need to critically reflect on our lives to be sure that the future we live for is the future that God envisions for us, the future that God desires for us. God has a purpose for our life. And we may not see it. We may not want to see it. But God's will be done. I pray that God will grant us the grace to have faith in a future that transforms our imaginations and makes it possible for us to live for impossible possibilities, for dreams that correspond with God's plan for our life. John's message was one of repentance. Repentance in the Greek means change. Change is not possible, of course, if we believe that we're already living completely faithful lives. I don't even think about that. There is not a one of us that live a completely faithful life. I've known people that said that, with me, my family comes first. God comes second. And then there's friends. God wants priority. In order for us to be prepared, we need to put God first in our life. I told somebody this morning that in order for us to be prepared, we have to be willing to put God first. God doesn't want second place. He wants first place in our life. John's message was one of repentance. It was calling for the people to make a change in their life. Repentance begins with the acknowledgement that everything in our life is not thine. It is possible that we could be thrown off course when we're on our spiritual journey. All of us make mistakes. But we have a compass. We have God's holy book. We have the Bible. And we need to check it out, folks. And possibly we might need to change our course. Change our direction. It's with God's good news ringing in our hearts that will enable us, that will empower us to live faithfully and with anticipation and hope during this time between Christ's first and second coming. May we choose to make this Advent holy by avoiding the temptation to celebrate Christmas too soon and use these 4 weeks to ponder where we're headed and to make the changes in our course. Or as John the Baptist put it, repent. That means to live prepared. In Philippians 1 verses 3 through 7, the Apostle Paul puts it this way. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about you all, because you hold me in your heart. All of you share in God's grace with me. And in verses 9 and 11, I love this prayer that Paul prayed. This is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with the knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. As we prepare to partake of Holy Communion today, may we truly prepare ourselves, not just for communion, but for the second advent of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.